Welcome to NeoChat 170. I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Wendy. And today we're going to talk about what's happening in Neopia, the Neopets news, and our weeks in Neopia. So, what's going on?
Well, back a few weeks ago, we had a event actually happen.
Yay! So, it was the Charity Corner with Granny Hot Bobbin.
All right. And, you know, I did not participate. So I'm going to depend on you to tell me all about what happened.
Well, I did participate. I contributed, I think, 45 times.
Oh my goodness, that's so many times.
So, and I felt like, I'm like, wow, that was a lot of times. And then at the end, when the prizes and stuff came out, I got the trophy, but I didn't get any prizes because apparently a lot was in the hundreds, not 40.
So. Well, I find 40 very impressive, but there means there were some very generous Neopians out there who did a lot of charity work.
That's for sure. Yes. To get the top prize, which was a really pretty background, you had to do it 2,000 times.
Oh my goodness, I can only imagine that that's probably a pretty rare background at this point.
Yeah, I think it is.
So they had both a NeoPoint version and an NC version of this. So I'm assuming that you did get the avatar.
Yes.
And you did get a trophy, but but not the really cool background.
Yes. And anything else.
Did you participate in the NeoCache version, which had a backpack packing center?
No, I did not. I didn't do the NeoCache one, but it was still fun. I enjoyed doing the event, and I actually cleaned out a lot of stuff in my safe deposit box.
Okay, that is way cool, and I think there were some cool things that you could get for that, too, so I hope
that's
that
true.
You had a good time.
Yeah, so it was fun.
And thank you again, the team at NeoPets, for putting up something fun for us to do this fall. And then we entered into another, we're just entering into an exciting 16th birthday week celebration.
Right. Yay, NeoPets can drive.
That is true. Oh my goodness, a license to drive.
Yes, the information superhighway.
All right. Well, so it looks like as part of our birthday week celebrations, we're going to have a lot of new different paint colors come out.
Yes, paint colors and new outfits for pets and limited edition pets are going to come out and, you know, for a very short time so people can get some of those
hard-to-get
pets.
So they started with an elderly boy Shoiru paint color. So I guess they had only had the elderly female.
That's
I love those elderly pets. Yeah. Oh my goodness, I really do.
So, and then also the limited edition first one was a Kiko.
And what I love is when they come out with the pet outfit.
That's
so the Kiko had a cute cowboy outfit. Yeah. So that was very exciting. How about some other items in the Neopets news?
Yeah, well, we had lots of days, special days since we talked to you, including Skeeth Day.
Oh, with a wraith.
That's
Skeeth.
Right. And I like wraith. That's one of my favorite paintbrushes. So that was cool. And also, they had a flower-covered picket fence and a pretty flowers foreground. Some new items that came out at Oga Shinies.
Oh, I love special new NeoPoint wearables.
That's right.
They always make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And things like Growl Day also make me happy.
And they had a Tyranian and Swamp Gas.
Which
growls.
I still think Swamp Gas is one of the silliest paintbrushes ever.
Yes, that is
ever.
One of the silliest ones.
And, but we do know that if you do have a Growl, you do know that they need to work out more often.
Yes.
And so now you can at least get a workout outfit so that when you take them to the gym, they have
apparently
something to wear.
Those big strong Growls just are not strong enough.
No. And then they had one of a day that I just adored the items that came out at some new space foods, including a Crater brand coffee, which I thought was so cute, and a Krelludin rock punch drink, which I thought was very cool because a coffee and a cocktail just seemed like the way to go.
That is a good one. Yes, good combo. Then we had Eerie Day come along, and Eeries can now be painted transparent and dimensional.
And apparently they can also go become a chocolatier.
Ooh, exciting.
That is exciting.
So,
and how about the new stealthy Bori that came out on Bori Day?
That was neat. Yeah, that was a little different for a stealthy. I thought it was kind of creative. I liked it. And then they had a gardener outfit.
Yes, and then Jetsam's got two paint colors, stealthy and eventide.
That's right. And they had a knight outfit. So, Jetsam's had a good day.
And what about Simul Day? Did you celebrate that?
Well, I read the news. That was about it that I did for Simuls. But they can be painted clay now, and they had a new balloon and backpack and exercise ball items.
I thought they got a lot of items.
That's true. For those lucky pets that have their own days.
A lot of toys.
But, drum roll please.
The best day of the year.
Well, second best.
No, the best.
second best.
Well, we might have to agree to disagree on that, but it was Corbett Day! Yay! And Corbett's for Corbett Day can now be painted 8-bit!
Yes, and I thought the 8-bit was really cute. I think it's the cutest 8-bit I've seen.
And they also had a cute Forest Ranger outfit, which I just, my Corbett loved to adventure.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, you have a very adventure-y Corbett.
So, very excited. Yes. So excited. Perfect for my little Corbett.
Yes.
Yay!
And then some other items that they've come out with. They had Steel Nails Neopoint wearable that came out.
Oh, did you see those?
Oh, they looked pretty nasty.
I know. Very scary.
Good for Halloween.
But very scary. Mm-hmm. And then for Halloween, they also came out with a zombie koi.
That's right. And they celebrated Slorg Day, which slorgs can now be painted clay and magma.
And then they came out with a cute Corbett spring toy.
Yes, I thought that was so cute, too.
And we had Terry Day.
Yes. Yay, Terry's. And they can now be painted biscuit and strawberry.
And go to school.
That's right. Little schoolgirl outfit. So, and I thought the paint jobs for the Terry's were cute, too.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
How about in the NC Mall?
Well, in October, we had the Haunted Hijinks.
Da-da-da! Which had lots of items.
Oh, yes.
Including things like a black and blue wig.
Yep, and that gothic leather jacket.
And oh, I like that waistcoat. One. That was probably my favorite of them. And they also had a gnarled tree of barbats, which I thought was cute.
Yes. And we had the November NC collectible come out, the Darkest Fairy collectible Dark Magic Hands.
Yes, and that was, in fact, the last item in the Friend or mm-hmm. Foe collection. And so if you had gotten all of those in the collection, you got a bonus item of the Spirit of Slumber collector staff.
Right. And finally, in the NC Mall, it's out right now, since we're celebrating the Neopets 16th birthday week.
This is 16th birthday goodie bag!
Yes, with a fun wearable inside.
Yeah, shooting stars.
That's right.
Shooting stars.
All right, well, what's been going on in your week?
Well, nothing.
Ooh, really?
No, we do have some show news, though.
Oh?
But we'll talk about what's happening in your week first, and then we'll jump to some show news.
Yeah, well, we've both been pretty slow on zaps.
I know,
recently.
It really has. But you got zapped something pretty cool.
I did get zapped a blue Vandergeier.
Which is the first Vandergeier that we have had in our little NeoChat world.
Right. So, and it was kind of fun to be them for a few days, but I had to go back to a Zafara because, as you all know, they are my first and favorite.
That is true.
So I did morph it back to a purple Zafara, but literally like 30 seconds after that happened, I got zapped into an orange Zafara.
That's true. I had a little bit of whiplash because I thought, oh my gosh, I just saw that Vandergeier and now I see an orange Zafara, and I knew it didn't just magic itself into an orange Zafara with one step.
That's right. So I now have an orange Zafara.
Well,
so
that
tell
is very
us,
cool.
Tell us what's going on.
Okay, we got all kinds of stuff, but the first thing I want is to give a big shout out to Joanna, who has just found the podcast and she loves it. So shout out to Joanna. Woo, woo.
Welcome.
And Joanna, you had told us that you would love there to be a plot that would come out in Neopets so that we could talk about it, that you would love to hear us talk about it. And I wanted to tell you that Wendy and I talked about it.
We would love to talk about that too.
And we agree. We would love to talk about a plot too.
Yes.
Nothing makes us have more fun than to sit and talk about a plot.
A plot. Yes. Yes, absolutely.
So,
hint, hint, wink, wink.
Hint, hint, wink, wink. We promised we would give it amazing coverage.
Right. Absolutely.
Welcome, Joanna, and enjoy the show.
Yay.
We also had a close to the third quarter games challenge,
That's right. Was
Me Pit versus Fee Pit, which...
Yep. Which I admit I never really tried that hard because it's just not my favorite game.
Yeah, I didn't really either.
Yeah.
But we do have a new one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so drum roll. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's Evil Fuzzles from Beyond the Stars.
Ooh, so which I somewhat like that game, but that's going to be a tough one to win. There's a lot of really good people out there at that game.
Well, we'll have to see what happens.
Yep.
But
all right.
And then little NeoChatter 3 update. Mm-hmm. NeoChatter 3 is a jelly bloomer, which I didn't even know there was a color called jelly.
Really?
No, I did, but
it
doesn't exist.
I know those pesky rumors.
Those pesky rumors that jelly doesn't really exist, so yes. I don't know about that. And then we thought we would try something new.
Oh, yes. We are going to do just a fun little customization contest between ourselves. And if any of our fellow listeners just want to join in on the fun, no winners, no losers, just let's see what you can do.
Yeah. So our first topic that we came up with, very apropos for the season, is winter. And we have decided that we are going to, each person should do 2 pets.
Yep.
And we want to do a complete customization that is in Neopoint only clothing. So no stuff from the NC Mall.
Yep.
And then one that can have anything.
Right.
So if you want to play along with us.
Yep. You can just take a screenshot of your pet and send it to us.
Or you could even send a link to your user lookup to our Neomail.
That works too.
Whatever's the easy way to communicate.
Yep, yep. And then we'll post it on, post picture.
Yeah, so we're excited.
The blog for it.
I know. So, Winnie and I've got to come up with a good one.
Ooh, yeah.
Kind of excited. All right.
All right. So if they want to go ahead and join in the fun, how do they get in touch with us?
You can send us an email. Our email address is neochatpodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can come over and chat with us at Twitter. Our account is @neochat. You can neo-mail us and neo-friend us at our accounts, Geekland and Squiddish. And you can check out those apps at the website, which is neochat.wordpress.com.
And as always,
have a great week in Neopia.